Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 26 of the Spiritual Combat, What We Are to Do When Wounded. When you realize that you have been wounded by sin, whether through weakness or malice, do not lose courage or become panic-stricken. Turn to God with a great and humble confidence, saying, "See, O Master, what I am able to do when I rely on my own strength. I commit nothing but sins." Meditating on this, recognize the extent of your humiliation and express to our Lord your sorrow for the offense committed. With an unperturbed heart, indict your vicious passions, especially the one that has occasioned your fall, and confess, O Lord, I would not have stopped at this had your goodness restrained me, O Lord, I would not have stopped at this had not your goodness restrained me. Give thanks to God, and more than ever, give to him the complete love of your heart. What generosity on his part! You have offended him, and despite this, he extends his hand to prevent another fall. With your heart full of confidence in his infinite mercy, say to him, O Master, show forth thy divinity and pardon me. Never permit me to be separated from thee. Deprived of thy help, never permit me to offend thee again. After you have done this, do not be upset by examining whether God has forgiven you or not. Do not upset yourself by examining whether God has forgiven you or not. This is a complete loss of time, outcropping of pride, a spiritual sickness, an illusion of the devil, who seeks to harm under the cover of an apparently good act. Place yourself in the merciful arms of God and plunge into your usual duties as though nothing had happened. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why does this chapter 26 follow upon chapter 25? Chapter 25 was about peace of soul. And here he's talking about what we are to do when wounded by sin. Well, the connection is that a good Catholic Christian trying to follow God often loses their peace of heart after their sin. St. Philip Neri liked to say that excessive sadness usually has no other source than pride. St. Philip also used to say that we sometimes commit a bigger sin by our sadness after our sin than the sin itself. In other words, our reaction to our sins is one the usual sources of a lack of peace. Instead of being confident in God's mercy, we lose our courage, become panic-stricken. We believe, I can never be forgiven. I can never be better. But Father Scupoli tells us, no, that's not the reaction. The first reaction should be humble confidence, not self-hatred. You see, he doesn't say, after you sin, hate yourself. He says, after you sin, turn to God. Turn to God with humble confidence and say, you've seen what I'm able to do when I rely on my own strength. In other words, the first act is a humble act, which says, Lord, this is what I do when I'm left to myself. But it's a humble confidence, because it says to God that you can be my help. Then the second act, after you've had this humble, confident act, Lord, look what I've done when I'm left to myself, when I rely on myself. You make this another act of humility, which is, okay, I've done this terrible thing. Again, instead of hating ourselves, we say, Lord, if you had not stopped me, if you had not restrained me, as bad as it is, I would have done worse. What an act of faith. We've done something terrible. And then we say to God, actually, I would have done worse if you hadn't restrained me. In other words, there has to be a kind of gratitude, and that's the third act, to give thanks to God that he has prevented another fall. See, but the fact that we're repenting, the fact that we're sorry, is a sign that God has stepped in to prevent us. So the first thing is to recognize, Lord, this is what I do when I'm left to myself. Second, I could have done worse if you hadn't stopped me. Third, thank you for giving me repentance. And then fourth, Lord, in your infinite mercy, which is more powerful than all of my sins, pardon me. Don't let me be separated from you anymore. Don't let me do this again. And then stop worrying. You've made a kind of perfect act of contrition. Don't keep going over your action, over your sin. St. Philip Neri says that perfection exists in the width of three fingers, and he would point to his forehead. In our mortifying our rationale, our power of reasoning, if we could only stop going over and over and over things, if we could only stop thinking about things over and over again, if we could trust in his mercy, fold the wings of our intellect, our reason, and entrust ourselves to his mercy and to hide ourselves in his wounds, we would overcome this pride, this spiritual sickness that makes us think, how could I have done this? How could I have done this? I do this because I'm a fallen, weak child of Eve who has concupiscence, the effect of original sin, who's capable of every possible evil left to myself. That's why I did it. But Lord, I'm not left to myself. You are with me. Now help me to plunge myself into my ordinary duties. Look what Father Scoobly says, as though nothing has happened. As though nothing has happened. Father Scoobly is one of the most severe and firm writers on spiritual matters. And yet he says, at the conclusion of your sin, after he's given us these steps to humble yourself before God, to admit that you would have done worse if he had not helped you, stopped you, to thank him for not having done worse, to ask his pardon, to beg him fifthly not to do it again. Then he says, go on. Even before confession, go on. As though nothing had happened. How could he say this? Because he believes in the infinite mercy of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.